Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Emily.
And I'm Emma.
Emma, do you know anybody who always seems to have some sort of pain or injury?
Yeah, of course, my grandmother. How about you?
Actually, one of my best friends hurt his hip in a scooter crash a couple years ago. Whenever it rains, he sounds like a grandpa because his bad hip starts hurting.
That's funny. Okay, in fact, today's article is all about some unusual types of pain.
That's right. We're going to take a closer look at some people who experience pain in a body part that isn't even there.
Sounds almost unbelievable. But stay tuned and we'll learn more in today's article.
Reading.
Suffering from phantom limb pain? Take a good look in the mirror. Aches and pains are always uncomfortable. Some people, however, experience pain in a limb that is absent. This is called phantom limb pain. It occurs when nerve endings at the tip of an amputated limb continue to send pain signals to the brain.In fact, 80% of amputees experience phantom limb pain in their lifetime. In this case, how might one ease pain in a body part that isn't there? One possible answer is mirror box therapy. This therapy was invented by Villayanar S. Ramachandran in the mid-1990s. In this therapy,A patient sits with their amputated limb hidden behind a mirror. The mirror reflects the opposite limb, which the patient moves. The patient's brain is tricked into thinking the amputated limb is still attached and can move without pain. Today, no therapy for phantom limb pain has been proven completely effective. Yet, a number of small-scale research studiesfound that mirror box therapy worked where other therapies had failed. These findings are encouraging more amputees to give it a try. Our article begins, aches and pains are always uncomfortable. Let's look at our first vocab word here, ache.It's a noun, and it's spelled A-C-H-E, ache, and it's a dull pain on one or more parts of the body. It usually lasts over a longer period of time. For example, a bug bite might cause you pain immediately, but hurting your back while lifting something heavy on the other hand might cause pain that would last for perhaps a couple of days. We could describe this kind of back pain as an ache.In an example sentence, we can say Miriam had an ache in her neck after she fell asleep in an unusual position.
Well, that's what we call a stiff neck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, ache, A-C-H-E, 当名词是疼痛的意思，它也可以当动词哦，是发痛的意思。Ache 通常用在持续的，而且隐隐作痛的那种痛。比如说举重物的时候伤到背呢，你当下那个痛是 pain， 但是之后每天发疼就可以说是 ache。比如说 my back aches， 或者我们也可以说 my back hurts。Our article continues. Some people, however, experience pain in a limb that is absent.
That's right. Let's look at our second vocab word, limb here.Limb is a noun, and it's spelled L-I-M-B, limb, and it means the arm or a leg of a person. We can also use the word limb when we talk about one of the legs of a four-legged animal, like a dog or a horse. So in an example sentence, we could say, Darren is 193 centimeters tall and has very long limbs.
Limb, L-I-M-B, 记得 B 不发音哦，所以念 limb 哈，那是四肢的意思，表示包括你的手背跟你的腿都是 limb 哈，那也可以用来说四条腿的动物的腿，像是狗或马的腿哈。And the article goes, this is called phantom limb pain.
And this word phantom is one we use when we're talking about something that isn't necessarily real, but that someone sees.Or believes they see. That's because even though it's not real, it still exists in the person's mind. So this helps us understand phantom limb pain a little better. A person who has phantom limb pain might feel pain in an arm that has been already cut off or is amputated. However, even though the arm is no longer there, they still experience the pain as if it was real. Why is this, though?
Well, beats me. Okay, so phantom 呢，名词有鬼魅或是幻影的意思。比如说歌剧魅，我们大家都很熟，对不对？它的英文名字就叫做 Phantom of the Opera。那 phantom limb pain 呢，在中文可能就是幻肢痛和幻想的幻，幻肢痛。The article says it occurs when nerve endings at the tip of an amputated limb continue to send pain signals to the brain.
Okay, so now we have our answer. Let's look at the word nerve. Nerve is a noun. It's spelled N-E-R-V-E, nerve. And though we are talking about nerve endings in the article, let's first look at the word nerve itself. Again, it's a noun, and it's small, almost string-like things inside of our body that allow us to feel the sense of touch with our body parts. When we talk about nerve endings, we mean the very end of the nerve, which gives information about our body and what we feel to our brains. We can say in an example sentence, the tips of people's fingers are very sensitive because there are a lot of nerve endings there.
Okay, nerve, 是名词神经的意思。文章中的 nerve endings 就是神经末梢。其中一种能感受外来刺激并且传递给神经中枢。那各位同学有兴趣的话就可以去查一查咯。那患肢痛的症状呢，就好像是断肢的，就是已经被截肢的那个断肢的神经末梢人不断传送痛觉给大脑。And the article says, in fact, 80% of amputees experience phantom limb pain in their lifetime.
Yes, let's first look at our vocab word lifetime. It's a noun and it's spelled L-I-F-E-T-I-M-E, lifetime. And lifetime means the whole course of someone's life, from their birth until their death. So we can say one of Eliot's dreams was to visit the moon during his lifetime.
Lifetime 名词哦，它是有一生或是一辈子的意思。文章里面说呢，有 80% 的截肢者呢，他终其一生都会感受到患肢痛，很辛苦哦。So our article asks a really important question. In this case, how might one ease pain in a body part that isn't there?
Yes, let's look at this phrase, in this case. It's a phrase we can use when we're talking about a specific thing happening. For instance, we can say, we are going to go to the park unless it's raining. In this case, we'll go to the theater. Our article uses the phrase to tell readers it is specifically asking what people who have missing limbs and experience phantom limb pain, what they should do.It's a difficult question. How do you ease a pain in your right arm, for instance, if you don't even have a right arm?
Right. Okay, in this case, 就是在这种情况底下，我们可以用在讨论一个特定的情况，可以先提出一个假设，用 in this case 开头。文章提出一个问题，要怎么解决已经不存在的断肢的疼痛呢？ Looking back at our article, we see that one possible answer is mirror box therapy.
And we see this word therapy. This means the treatment of a disease or a disorder through some process.
Therapy 是名词，是治疗或是疗法的意思。文章里面提到有一种治疗 phantom limb pain 的疗法叫做 mirror box therapy。字面上直接翻译的话，大概是镜箱疗法，然后镜子，然后箱子，镜箱疗法。
Going back to our article, we see that this therapy was invented by, well, this is an Indian name, so I just try my best,
Vilayana S. Ramachandran in the mid-1990s.
Okay, so now we know this is a pretty new type of therapy still. But what does the therapy include?
Good question. Our article says, in this therapy, patient sits with their amputated limb hidden behind a mirror.
And again, we saw the word amputated earlier that means the limb that is absent or missing. So our article continues by saying the mirror reflects the opposite limb, which the patient moves. So opposite, that's an adjective, and it's spelled O-P-P-O-S-I-T-E, opposite, and is something that is on the other side or further from a particular point. So if Emma and I are sitting across the table from one another,
right.
She is opposite to me.
Yes, I am.
And we can also talk about things like our hands in this way. For example, we could say, I always draw with my right hand, but my art teacher made us all do an activity where we had to draw with our opposite hands. So I drew with my left.
Okay, 刚才amputate 这个字还可能还没讲到哈。A-M-P-U-T-A-T-E 意思是截肢哈，这个动词。And opposite 的形容词的意思是相反的、对立的。那比如还有对面的这样的意思，像刚才 Emily 说 ，Emily 她坐在我的对面，所以我们就可以说 Emily is opposite to me。另外呢，像我的惯用手 ，the dominant hand 是左手，对 Emma 老师的惯用手是左手哈，那右手就是我的 opposite hand。So our article helps us understand how this works by saying the patient's brain is tricked into thinking the amputated limb is still attached and can move without pain.
Yes, and to trick somebody into doing something is actually today's shortcut for you. So we're going to take a break and listen to our clip.
Shortcut for you.That was a delicious lunch.
Yeah. I guess we should pay the bill. Oh, no. I've left my money in the office.
Again? You always do this.
Can you pay for me this time?
Wait a minute. I can see $1,000 bill in your pocket.
Okay. I was trying to trick you into paying for me.
You had better explain things right now.
Okay, listen. To trick someone into doing something means to use a dishonest way to get someone to do something.
I know that trick someone into doing something means 诱骗某人做什么事。What I want you to explain is why.
Because we're such great friends?
No way! You won't trick me into forgiving you. We're done.
Welcome back. We just covered how to trick someone into doing something means to cause someone to do or believe something by acting in a way that isn't completely honest. You are tricking them or fooling them into doing or believing something.
Trick somebody into something. 诱骗某人做某事或是诱骗某人相信某种情况。那也可以说 fool, F-O-O-L, fool somebody into something.Our article continues by saying, Today, no therapy for phantom limb pain has been proven completely effective.
Oh no, that's too bad. But thanks to our article, we know there is still a little hope. It says...Yet a number of small-scale research studies found that mere box therapy worked where other therapies had failed. So let's look at this word, small-scale. It's a way to describe something that is limited in size. So when we describe something in this way, we are saying that something was not done in a grand way, but rather a smaller one.For example, a small-scale research study, as we talked about in the article, might only study a small number of people rather than a large group.
Okay, scale 是名词，有规模的意思。那 small-scale 当然就是小规模的意思咯。Okay, so we also looked at the new vocabulary word, research. What does that mean?
Research is a noun, and it's spelled R-E-S-E-A-R-C-H, research. And though research can also be a verb, again, here we are using it as a noun because we are talking about it as the careful investigation and study of something in order to find out new facts or theories. So in an example sentence, we can say Bailey was doing research on the people in Argentina for her latest book about the country's culture.
Okay, research 这边是名词哦，是研究的意思，但是它也可以当动词，就是做研究的意思哈。那文章中里面说，一个小规模的研究发现 mirror box therapy 比起其他疗法还是很有效的。Okay, so our article finishes by saying these findings are encouraging more amputees to give it a try.
So first, let's look at the word findings.Here it means the discoveries made about something. And we also see this phrase, to give something a try. Give it a try means to do something that you've never done before. It usually suggests someone might not be completely sure about something. However, if they decide to give it a try, that means they're going to take a chance and do it anyway. And that's the end of our article today, so we're going to go to our For You chat question.
For You chat!
Today's For You chat question is, what would you do if you lost a limb? This is a pretty serious thing to think about.
It is.
What would you do, Emma?
Well, I really don't want that ever happens on me or anyone that I love. But if it does happen on me, I think I will have some time off and do more self-exploration with the help of psychologists and religion, of course, because I believe I will get over it eventually and I will find a new self. How about you? It's a tough question, right? But how would you answer it?
I guess for me, finding a group of people who also had lost limbs would help me in some ways. For example, I could learn from them how to better do my daily tasks and activities. They might have some good advice or tips, because again, it would be a very hard thing to go through. I would also feel more understood, since I would know they had also gone through what I had gone through, losing a limb.So those friendships would feel very important to me. I think they might also inspire me if I ever was feeling down or wanted to give up hope.
Yeah, that's true. I can see what you mean. Well, we certainly did learn a lot today about amputees and phantom limb pain. Until next time, I'm Emma.
And I'm Emily.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Suffering from phantom limb pain?Take a good look in the mirror. Aches and pains are always uncomfortable. Some people, however, experience pain in a limb that is absent. This is called phantom limb pain. It occurs when nerve endings at the tip of an amputated limb continue to send pain signals to the brain. In fact, 80% of amputees experience phantom limb pain in their lifetime. In this case, how might one ease pain in a body part that isn't there? One possible answer is mirror box therapy. This therapy was invented by Villayanar S. Ramachandran in the mid-1990s. In this therapy, a patient sits with their amputated limb hidden behind a mirror. The mirror reflects the opposite limb, which the patient moves. The patient's brain is tricked into thinking the amputated limb is still attached and can move without pain. Today, no therapy for phantom limb pain has been proven completely effective. Yet, a number of small-scale research studies found that mirror box therapy worked where other therapies had failed. These findings are encouraging more amputees to give it a try.
Vocabulary Review.
Ache. After walking so much yesterday, Vince woke up with a terrible ache in his legs and feet.Limb. The soldier lost a limb in the war after he stepped on a mine. Nerve. Nerves send signals to our brains to tell us how hot or cold things are. Lifetime. The college entrance exam was the hardest test I've taken in my lifetime. Opposite. I saw a tea shop on the opposite side of the road and crossed over to buy a drink. Research. Scientists need to do more research to prove that this new medicine works.